The Journey to Your Dreams. It was a sunny morning when Maya stepped off the bus in a city she didn't know. She had just moved from a small village to start a new life in a big city. Maya was 18 years old and had never lived away from her family. She felt both excited and nervous. She had always dreamed of studying art, but her parents wanted her to work in a big office like everyone else. They said it was safer. Maya didn't agree, but she knew that if she wanted a chance to follow her dreams, she had to move. As Maya walked through the busy streets, she saw tall buildings, bright lights, and people rushing everywhere. Everything was new to her. She felt small and alone, but Maya reminded herself that this was the beginning of something big. She had made the decision, and now she had to be brave. She found a small apartment near her college. It was old, but it was hers. She unpacked her bags, put her drawings on the walls, and set up a little space to work. Maya smiled. It felt like home. At first, Maya found it hard to adjust. She didn't know anyone in the city, and everything was different from her village. The food, the people, even the language felt strange. She often felt lost. At college, Maya struggled to understand everything in English. It was not her first language, but she had studied it in school. Still, it was difficult to keep up. She sat at the back of the classroom, too shy to ask questions. She didn't want anyone to think she was dumb. One day, after a long class, Maya sat in the park near her school, feeling sad. "Why did I think I could do this?" she thought. "Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should go home." But then, something caught her eye. A man was sitting on a bench, painting the trees in front of him. His hands moved quickly, creating beautiful colors on the canvas. Maya watched him for a few minutes, lost in his art. The man noticed her looking at him. He smiled and waved. "Do you like painting?" he asked. Maya nodded. "I love it. I want to be an artist." "Then why aren't you painting?" he asked. Maya looked down. "I'm not good enough. I don't think I can make it." The man smiled again. "Everyone starts somewhere. You just have to keep going." The next few days, Maya couldn't stop thinking about the man's words. She decided to take his advice. She bought some paints and brushes and started painting every day after class. It wasn't easy, but with each picture, she felt a little better. She started to believe in herself again. One day, Maya was walking through the city when she saw a poster for an art exhibition. It was for students, and the winner would get a scholarship to study art abroad. Maya knew this was her chance. She spent days working on a painting of the city skyline, using bright colors to show the energy of the city she had come to love. She submitted her painting, feeling nervous but proud. Then, one week later, she got an email. "You've been selected as a finalist for the exhibition." Maya couldn't believe it. She was going to have her painting shown in front of so many people. It was the moment she had dreamed about for years. The day of the exhibition, Maya was filled with excitement and fear. She wore her best clothes and stood in front of her painting. There were so many people looking at it. Some were taking pictures. Others were talking about how beautiful it was. One woman came up to Maya. She was an artist from the city and had seen Maya's work online. "This is incredible," she said. "I can see your passion in every stroke. I would love to offer you an internship at my studio." Maya's heart raced. This was the chance she had been waiting for. She couldn't believe it. She had made it. she had finally found a way to follow her dreams. Months passed, and Maya grew more confident in her art. She learned so much during her internship and made many new friends. She was no longer shy about speaking English. She had improved, and every day felt like a new adventure. One evening, while sitting in her apartment and painting, Maya thought about everything she had been through, moving to a new city, feeling lost, and wondering if she could do it. But she never gave up. She realized that the hardest moments in life often lead to the most beautiful ones. Maya now tells everyone who will listen. Never give up on your dreams. No matter how hard it gets, you are capable of more than you know. If you follow your heart, you'll find your way. Maya woke up early the next day. The sun was shining, but her heart felt heavy. She looked at her small apartment. It was quiet, and for a moment, she felt like she was alone in the world. Everything around her was new, and she didn't know how to fit in. Her first day at college was exciting, but also difficult. She had to take many notes in English, and it was hard for her. She understood some words, but not all. Every time the professor spoke, she felt a little lost. "How can I keep up with all of this?" she wondered. During lunch, Maya sat alone in the cafeteria. She watched the other students talk and laugh. They seemed so confident, so happy. Maya wanted to join them, but she felt too shy. "What if they don't like me?" she thought. Just then, a girl named Sarah came to sit next to Maya. She smiled and said, "Hi, are you new here?" Maya smiled back nervously. "Yes, I just moved here." Sarah laughed. "I could tell. I'm Sarah. If you need help with anything, just ask. College can be tough at first, but we can do it together." Maya felt a little better. She didn't feel as alone anymore. A few days later, Maya decided to try drawing again. She had always loved to draw back in her village, and it made her feel happy. But in the city, she didn't have the space or the time. Still, she couldn't ignore the desire inside her. She took out her sketchbook and began to draw the buildings outside her window. She started with simple lines, and soon she added colors. It wasn't perfect, but it was a start. Every day after college, she spent a little time drawing. One evening, while Maya was painting, Sarah knocked on her door. She had seen Maya drawing in the cafeteria and wanted to see her art. "That's amazing," Sarah said. "You have a real talent. You should share your art with others." Maya smiled shyly. "I don't think it's good enough." Sarah shook her head. "No, it's beautiful. You need to believe in yourself. You could even start an art show here at college." Maya thought about it. It was a big idea, but maybe it was possible. She decided to give it a try. A week later, Maya saw a flyer on the college bulletin board. It was for an art competition. The winner would get a scholarship to study art abroad. Maya felt nervous, but at the same time, she knew this was her chance. She worked on her painting every day after class. The city skyline was her subject. The colors and lights of the buildings seemed to inspire her. As the days passed, she felt more confident in her skills. When the deadline came, Maya submitted her painting. She had never felt so proud, even if she didn't win. Just entering the competition was a big step for her. A week later, Maya received an email. It was from the competition organizers. "Congratulations! You've been selected as a finalist for the art competition." Maya jumped up in excitement. This was it. She was going to show her art to to the world. The exhibition was a week away. Maya felt both excited and nervous. She knew that this was a huge opportunity, but deep down, she wondered if people would really like her art. The night of the exhibition, Maya stood next to her painting. She looked around and saw so many people admiring the artwork. Some took pictures, others whispered about how beautiful the colors were. Just then, a woman came up to Maya. She was an artist who worked in the city's art scene. "Your painting is amazing," the woman said. "You have great potential. I would like to offer you an internship at my gallery." Maya was stunned. "Really?" she asked. The woman nodded. "Yes, your art is unique. If you're willing to learn, I can teach you so much." Maya couldn't believe it. This was the break she had been waiting for. She knew her journey was just beginning. Through her struggles, Maya learned that it's okay to feel lost sometimes. It's okay to face challenges. But the most important thing is to keep going. No matter how difficult life may seem, believing in yourself and following your passion can lead to amazing things. Maya's advice to anyone reading this is simple. Never give up. Your dreams are possible if you keep pushing forward. Sometimes the road may be tough, but with each step, you get closer to your goal. The next few weeks at college were hard for Maya. Though she had entered the art competition and even gotten an internship offer, she still felt unsure of herself. She would spend hours looking at her painting, wondering if it was really good enough. One afternoon, after a long day of classes, Maya sat at the college cafe, feeling drained. Her mind was full of doubts. "What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough to make it as an artist?" she thought. She stared at her phone, checking social media. Everyone seemed so happy, so confident. Sarah, who was always there to support her, came to sit next to Maya. "You look deep in thought," Sarah said. Maya sighed. "I feel like I'm not good enough. Sometimes, I feel like I don't belong here. Everyone else is so confident." Sarah smiled kindly. "Maya, you are good enough. You're here because you have something special to offer. Everyone has doubts sometimes, but that doesn't mean you should give up. You're learning and growing." Maya looked at her friend, feeling comforted by her words. She smiled and said, "Thank you, Sarah. You always know how to make me feel better." That night, as Maya lay in bed, she thought about what Sarah had said. "Maybe I should stop worrying so much about what others think," she thought. "I have to believe in myself." A few days later, Maya started her internship at the gallery. She was nervous, but excited. On her first day, she met Miss Anna, the artist who had offered her the position. "Welcome, Maya," Miss Anna said with a warm smile. "I'm glad to have you here. You've shown a lot of promise, and I'm excited to see where your art will go." Maya felt a wave of nervousness, but she also felt something else, a spark of hope. She followed Miss Anna around the gallery, learning how to handle the paintings, organize the exhibits, and even help set up an art show. Every day at the gallery, Maya learned something new. She worked hard, sometimes staying late into the evening to practice her techniques. Her confidence slowly started to grow. One day, Miss Anna asked Maya to create a small painting for a local exhibition. "This is your chance to shine, Maya," she said. Maya hesitated for a moment. "Are you sure I'm ready for this?" Miss Anna nodded. "You've got talent. Just trust yourself." The night of the exhibition arrived. Maya stood nervously next to her painting. The room was full of people, artists, critics, and visitors. Maya felt a little out of place, but she reminded herself to stay calm. As people walked around, admiring the art, Maya saw someone stop in front of her painting. It was Mr. Ryan, a famous art critic. He looked at the painting for a long time, his face thoughtful. Maya felt her heart race. "Does he like it? Is it good enough?" she wondered. Finally, Mr. Ryan turned to Maya and smiled. "This is very interesting. Your use of colors is unique. It's bold and fresh. Keep working hard, Maya. You have potential." Maya couldn't believe it. He liked her painting. For the first time, she felt like maybe, just maybe, she could do this. After the exhibition, Miss Anna congratulated Maya. "You've come a long way, Maya. I'm proud of you. Your future as an artist is looking bright." Maya smiled, feeling a sense of pride she had never felt before. Maya's journey teaches us that self-doubt is something we all face, but it doesn't have to control us. Even when things feel uncertain, it's important to keep going. Success doesn't come overnight. It takes time, hard work, and believing in yourself. Maya learned that with every challenge, she grew stronger. She found her true path not just through art, but through overcoming her doubts and fears. And most importantly, she learned that everyone has the ability to achieve great things if they stay patient and keep pushing forward. Don't let fear stop you. No matter where you start, you can always move forward. Your dreams are worth chasing. Keep going.